Sputnik's Guide to Life on Earth by Frank Cottrell Boyce. Read by Peter Capaldi. For Kezia and Samuel, the beloved children of Christiana Eka Adar. Before you start anything, make a list. That's what my granddad says. If you're making a cake, make a list. If you're moving house, make a list. If you're running away to sea, make a list. At least, that's what he used to say. Nowadays, who knows what he's going to say? Sometimes he looks in the mirror and he says, "Who's your bonny boy then, eh?" Sometimes he looks in the mirror and he shouts, "Who's this old bod in my mirror? What's he doing in my bedroom?" Sometimes he comes into the kitchen and says, "Tickets, please." And it's no good saying, "Grandad, you're not on a ship anymore. This is the kitchen. I don't need a ticket," because that just gets him going. If he asks for a ticket, I just look in my pocket for a piece of paper, I hand it over, and I wait to see what he does. Usually it's, "That seems to be in order. Take a seat and enjoy your voyage." Then he gives you a little salute, and you salute him back. Sometimes it's, "This is a second-class ticket, not valid in this part of the ship." Then I have to go out into the sitting room, wait a bit, and come back in again. Today was a tickets please day, so I handed him the red notebook I was holding, open as though it was my passport. I said, "I think you'll find this is in order. 1. Spicy chicken wings. 2. 28th June, Annabelle's birthday. 3. Lightsabers. 4. Moor and Hitch knots. 5. Leica. 6. The companion. 7. 1 kilogram plain flour. 1 tub margarine. 500 grams mushrooms. 8. Milk."